I got them, Pop. I got the tickets.
So what?
We've been waiting for 4 weeks to get these tickets.
You've been waiting for 4 weeks to get them tickets. I don't want to see no dumb television show.
But I know what'll make you feel better. I called up that lawyer, and he said if we can prove that they're doing that television show about our life, we can sue the network for $1 million.
You got them! You got them! You got the tickets!
I knew that'd make you feel better. Come on in. How you doing, Aunt Esther?
Hello, Lamont. Hello, Fred.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, you're calling me beautiful?
No, I'm looking at the junkyard.
Why, you dish-eyed?
I guess you would put this in your eye.
Hey, he don't mean nothing, Aunt Esther. And it's true, you look lovely.
Thank you, baby.
That's it, son. Now you only got 6 months to live.
Are those the tickets?
Yeah.
Did you get me one?
Yeah, I got 4 of them. Rollo came through just like he promised.
Oh, good.
Come on in.
Say, friend, it just occurred to me that instead of people having to knock all the time, you should get yourself a doorbell. You know, something classy like, dum, 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 dum.
Great, great. As long as I got you, I don't need no doorbell. I got a dumbbell.
All right, folks. Hey, come on. Hey, where's everybody going to dress up so nice?
Well, we got tickets to the hottest, newest TV show in town.
Yeah?
Yeah, we going to see the taping of Steinberg and Son.
Hey, got an extra ticket?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba. Rollo could only get 4.
Oh, you know something? I love that show, Fred. It's just like it was a direct copy from your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean, grouchy old father.
Wait a minute.
The dumb son.
Wait, hey, Bubba.
The ugly sister-in-law.
Watch it, sucker.
And the stupid bumbling friend.
You're too hard on yourself, Bubba.
Yeah. Well, have fun. And tell me about when you all get back. You hear? All right.
Fred, I think Bubba's right. That show Steinberg and Son is a lot like you and Lamont. And that Aunt Ethel is exactly like you, Esther.
And that dumb friend is exactly like you. Only not as dumb.
No, well, see, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, that dumb friend is nothing like me.
If we can prove that they're copping our life, we can sue them for $1 million.
$1 million? Well, Fred, you know that dumb friend on that show? It's me to a T. Yeah, that's right. Fred, be honest now. Tell the truth. I'm dumb, right?
Son, I think his case is stronger than ours.
Let's go. Let's go. Studio 4. My name is Saul Green, and I'm the associate producer of Steinberg and Son. And I'm out here to kind of get you warmed up before we start the show, get you in a good mood. Anybody here from out of town?
Yeah, right here.
Where are you from, sir?
Idaho.
Idaho. Wonderful. Put on your shoes and enjoy the show, sir.
Hey,
we have what we think is a wonderful show in store for you. And, Everyone else was here on time. Where were you?
Can't you control me?
No, folks were a little late. Well, could you tell me why you're late? Please, could you sit down hurriedly, please?
I'll sit down when I get to the seat.
Thank you. You folks are late now. How about giving us an explanation?
Back off, clown.
Oh, well, I guess we're just about ready to start. Now, for those of you who haven't seen our show, it's about a junk dealer and his son who live in a ghetto. And that's it. Now, are there any last-minute questions?
Where's my $1 million?
Why do you always start? I should have never brought you out.
Oh, you hold it down. All right, folks, here we go. Get ready, relax, and enjoy Steinberg and Son.
That sloppy house and that filthy yard. That's just like your place.
You shut up, Grady.
Hi, Pop. I'm home.
Hey, is that dude supposed to be me?
No, he don't look anything like you at all, Lamar. You taller.
Hey, is that the guy supposed to be me?
Hello, dummy.
Thank you too, Fred.
Hey, I'm getting tired of you calling me dummy, you know? I mean, it's wrong for you to do it. You've got no reason to, so stop it. Just stop it.
Listen to how you're talking. It's amazing. A boy who couldn't graduate high school has such a college stupidity.
I had to quit high school because you had a heart attack after Mom died, and I had to help you out here.
You hear that, Naomi, darling? It's all my fault. I should have had a heart attack after he graduated high school.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Gaby. What do you want?
What do I want?
Did you forget? Tonight's the night we watch the monster movies. It's a double feature. Godzilla comes home for Passover, and Gork gets bar mitzvahed.
Oh, yeah. So sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Yoo-hoo, Mary!
In here, Aunt Ethel.
Oh, no.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Max.
Look at her, Gaby. She looks like an Arab ran over her face with a tank.
You watch it, you bagelite! You bagelite locks! You!
I'm sorry, people. What is the line?
Fish and food!
It at all. If that guy's supposed to be me, why does he walk so funny?
I have no idea.
You know, watching that show, Fred, was like watching you and Lamont and Esther. And what is a bagel?
That's a round, hard thing with a hole in it, like your head, Grady.
Hey, you know, Pop, though, that's true, man. That story is based on our life. The truck, the initials, everything.
Everything but the aunt. See, there's no actress in the world that could play Esther. Unless they dig up Trigger.
He didn't mean that, Aunt Esther. Hey, why don't you stop it, Pop? Now, you know that lawyer's gonna be here any minute. We got that personal business to discuss.
I can take a hint.
No, just take a walk.
Grady, will you see me home?
I've seen your home, Esther.
I didn't say my home. I said me home.
But why?
There's all type of men who might attack a person walking the streets alone.
Yeah, Grady, and you all go along with her, then you wouldn't have to be afraid.
Me?
Yeah, because they figure any guy that could put clothes on a gorilla is too tough to mess with.
So, as far as I see, We have a case here of invasion of privacy, as well as a violation of your private and personal right to obtain profit.
How much?
All actionable both at law and at equity with remedies and damages and injunctions.
How much?
I'm talking about $1 million.
Keep on talking.
Are you ready to go all the way with this case?
All the way.
It may drag on for months.
I got months.
We may have to go all the way to the highest court in the land.
All the way.
Then you're willing 100%.
All the way. See? This is America, where right makes might, where justice is blind, where law is king, and where a man should be able to pursue his democratic rights, no matter what it costs him in time, effort, and or money.
Wow, man, I'm proud of you, Pop.
Thanks, son.
Okay, I'll need about $10 to file a complaint.
I dropped the case. I dropped the case, and I plead non compos mentis, and I apologize to your habeas and your corpus.
Hey, Pop, what are you being so cheap about? It's only $10, man, and we stand to make $1 million.
You're right, son. I shouldn't be a cheapskate. After all, what's $10 to get to the Supreme Court? $10 ain't nothing. I'm not cheap. Give him $10, son. Fred Sanford.
Mr. Sanford, this is Bert Lipson.
Hello, Bert Lipson.
Fred?
My son, Lamont.
Lamont?
How are you? Lawyer? Albert Brock.
How do you do?
Brock.
Mr. Brock. I'm Anthony Marvinowski, attorney for NBC.
How do you do? This is my client, Fred Sanford.
Fred G. Sanford. If you got my $1 million, the G is for goody goody, gimme, and I'm gone.
Have a seat.
Thank you very much.
Now, to begin with, there seems to be some question as to whether you're entitled to that $1 million.
To begin with, there's some question whether you're entitled to your teeth.
Just what makes you think that the show and the characters were stolen from your life?
Well, we're in the junk business. Our name is Sanford and Son. We drive a red pickup truck, and we live in a house exactly like the one on your show.
But, young man, I'm sure you don't suggest for one moment that the character I play is like your father here.
I'm suggesting all the way to the Supreme Court.
Surely no real human being could be that mean, disrespectful of women, insulting to his own son, and live in such a sloppy home.
Well, I know some people like that.
But certainly not you.
Oh, no, no, not me, not me, no way.
Well, then there goes your case.
They do have a little resemblance.
Then you are claiming that the character that Mr. Lipson portrays is really you?
Well, all but the part about where I treat my son bad. See, I'm not that bad.
Pop.
Shut up, dummy.
We rest our case.
Katie, is Bernie on his way up?
Yes, sir.
Bernie Taub is the creator and producer of Steinberg and Son. Now, perhaps this all can be settled quite easily if we just find out where exactly he got his idea
from. Well, I'll tell you where he got his idea from. He came to watch and saw my place and had his Xerox and brought it here and sold it to some fool.
I bought the idea myself.
Well, no offense. Some of my best friends are fools. Tell him about Grady, son.
Hi.
Mr. Sanford, this is the man you say stole your life?
Uh-huh.
Say, listen, you the executive writer and creator of Steinberg and Son?
That's right.
Well, what you doing black?
Have you two met before?
No, we haven't.
Well, what gave you the idea of doing Steinberg and Son?
It was about a year ago. I couldn't break into television with any of my ideas, And then I heard about these two people from my cousin Rollo.
Rollo?
See, the son was a nothing, and the father was a nothing who yelled at the son all the time. But no matter what, those two nothings really loved each other.
Now, are you really trying to tell us that you are those two nothings?
Don't you say nothing!
Hey, Pop, did you have to hit that guy?
The head legal counsel at NBC.
Well, he shouldn't have called you a nothing. Now, I don't mind him calling you a dummy, but you ain't nothing.
What I can't understand is why you simply refused to continue the conversation. Obviously, we had a strong case.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Well, see, I didn't want to hurt the writer, you know, because he needed a break. He's nice.
Yeah, but I would think that would be the last person you'd be willing to help, Rollo's cousin.
Well, ain't got nothing to do with Rollo's cousin. He just was a nice guy and he needed a break.
Hey, that's Rollo. What's he doing here?
Well, I called him up and told him to bring his evilness over here.
Hey, Jack, what's happening?
Steinberg and Sonnis, what's happening, Rollo?
Did you or did you not, in fact, tell your cousin, one Bernie Taub, about the life and times of Fred G. Sanford and his son, Lamont, hereinafter referred to as the Nothings?
Yeah, so what? I mean, the poor brother man needed a lucky break and I helped him.
And how much are you getting from the studio each week for coming up with that idea?
We're going to sue NBC for doing Steinberg and Son about our life. And this is our lawyer, Albert Brock.
Hey, look here, Pop. I mean, you and Brother Brock might have a case here, you know, if you want to get my cousin in trouble. But, man, I'm not getting one thin dime from it. I mean, I gave the brother the idea for nothing. And now he's made a break in the TV. And I hate to knock him out.
I hate to knock him out, too. But I don't hate to knock you out.
Hey, well, I'll see you later, huh?
Bert, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry, we've got a contract. Your salary is set. I can't give you a penny more.
I don't want a penny more. All I want is a rehearsal hall without windows.
So pull the curtain.
I hate curtains. I want walls.
All right. We'll have walls built into the windows.
Thank you. Hello, you.
Hello, me.
Mac, I've been talking to Bertie.
Yeah, what's going on?
Bertie admits that his cousin did get the idea from Sanford here, and he's got a case and a good one, Mac.
All right. How much do you want?
$200,000.
$200,000?
No, man, $200 a week.
Yeah,
and a title. Creative Executive Consultant of Steinberg & Son.
All right.
And a small part every now and then to help the ratings.
All right. And what?
And a dressing room with my name on the door.
Uh-huh.
And lots of windows. Lots and lots of windows.
You got it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Good day. Hey, listen, Steinberg.
Yes?
Now, let me tell you.
Yes?
When Aunt Ethel walks in, you don't have to say nothing to her. Just stand there and look at her like this.
You mean like this?
Did you guys just eat in the NBC commissary?
No, I just want to ask you a question. If you're going to write a story about my life, why didn't you make it black, about black people, and call it Sanford and Son?
Sanford and Son? It would never make it.
Gentlemen, here we are again, the 14th episode of Steinberg and Son.
Hey, Pop, I'm home.
Go to the telephone, dial information, and ask. Who cares?
Hey, listen, Pop, you're going to kill me. I tell you that there's somebody outside who wants to buy every piece of junk we have in the yard.
Well, why are you letting him stand outside, dummy? Come right in, sir.
Listen. I was driving by and I noticed all the junk that you had here, Nick. Hi.
Hold it now. Let's take that line again.
Hey, I was driving by and I noticed all this junk that you have here.
Now, wait. We have to take it from your entrance.
I was driving by and we have to take it from the entrance. Hey, you wait a minute. Director, look. Now, this is all wrong. Now, I wouldn't come in through this door here like that and say what I just said. This show is going out before millions of people. It's got to be great. Give me a cue.
I'll show you.
All right, get ready. Give Miss Cue, Max. Action.
Come right in.
And would I be sure that this love beyond comfort?
3 minutes before Steinberg and Son.
Hey, where's your father, Lamont?
Oh, he's upstairs resting, Bubba. Don't worry, he'll be down in time.
For a man making his debut on TV, he's taking it pretty calmly.
Please, please, everyone, no autograph. Now listen, son, I'm afraid you're sitting in the star's chair.
Excuse me.
Well, Grady, about time to get it on, ain't it?
Ready when you are, FS.
And now for the premiere of a brand new comedy about today's teenagers, All in the Family Way.
What? What's wrong here?
There you go.
Hey, Rollo, you got the right time.
Hey, Pop, I know where you're coming from, Jack. You can stop worrying. Steinberg and Son was canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah, man. Cuz said ratings were so bad, 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 man. Plus, nobody even watched the show.
I thought the show was just terrific.
Oh, man, come on, Pop. Admit it, Jack. I mean, it was a bore. I mean, who wants to watch a grouchy old man running across the screen yelling at his son? Man, that's dead.
Well, I got a new TV show for me and you, Rollo.
Hey, that's slick, Pop. What's it called?
It's called Rollo Derby. That's why I skate all over your face.
Well, I think we got enough. Call them, Fred. They're sure to like one of them.
One of them? They're like all of them.
Hey, what you doing, Pop?
Oh, son, I was about to call the network. See, listen to these TV shows we came up with. See, the first... as a police show based on my life called Co-Jump.
and I got a new sports show for you and your friends, Lamar.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called Dialing for Dummies.
Just stop it.
You think that's good? Mine is a musical cooking show called Edie and Galvin Gourmet.
Yeah, son. And here's the topper. I mean, this is the one that should have sold. It's about a family of pioneer plumbers.
I'm afraid to ask what it's called.
It's called Little Outhouses on the Prairie.